So Kelsey's husband has basically told her to choose him or her career. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Ben and Kelly, I'm so frustrated, and honestly, I don't know what to do. I've been a massage therapist for years.
Okay.
This is my career, my passion, something I'm really good at.
Okay.
I make great money. Mm-hmm. My clients love me, and I genuinely enjoy helping people feel better.
Love that.
Here's my problem. I'm married. Recently, my husband told me I need to quit my job.
Okay.
He basically gave me an ultimatum, either him or my career.
Uh-huh.
He said he's uncomfortable with me working with male clients, even though he knew what I did when we met.
Okay.
I work mostly out of the house, and yes, he sees my clients occasionally, but that's not a regular thing. And now that he's just lost his job, he sees them a lot more often. I'm feeling blindsided and honestly a little betrayed. I can't understand why this is suddenly an issue for him when it was never a problem before. I love him, but I also love my career, and I don't want to give it up. So how do I get him to understand that's my job, and it isn't a threat, and how do I get him on board without giving up what I love? That's tough, because I get that he could feel uncomfortable with her, like, rubbing on another guy. It's like a personal... kind of a, it's a unique job.
Sure.
However, there's got to be a basic trust level in a relationship.
Yeah, like this
like
is
clinical
business client, right?
It's like if your husband is a gynecologist.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty personal kind of job, right?
Now, what does that do?
I'll draw you a diagram later.
Can you point to everything? That'd be great.
But it's kind of the same thing, right? Like, is a wife going to, like, demand her husband stop being a gynecologist because of what he's got to look
because
at?
Because what you've got to be around. And
right.
But if anything, I'd think that gynecological, like, services and the people who perform them, you got to compartmentalize.
It's
because
clinical.
Yes.
And
yeah.
That's kind of what she's saying is like, listen, when I, my massage clients, it's like, that's my job. It's clinical.
Yeah.
There's nothing like romantic about it.
Right. Right. It's not like I'm putting candles and.
Well, she might have candles and nice music. Nice spa like.
Listen, I just.
When you go and get a massage, I kind of like that. It's soothing.
I have my wife for our anniversary got me a massage.
Oh.
I haven't booked it yet.
Okay. Have you had one before?
No. And
you've never experienced a massage before ever?
Because Kelly, my pain threshold is very low.
Oh, you're right.
And I get made fun of by my daughter and my wife about.
They were rubbing your calf. You couldn't handle it. You were coming
just
off
the other day. They were digging into my calf.
They
I'm a runner
you in the group
and
chat, I remember.
And they took a picture of me flailing around and sent it up in the group chat. And we're like, ha ha, look at that.
You probably then have some anxiety with an absolute stranger rubbing on you, right?
So I would probably like, and so my wife even asked, she was like, would you want a male or a female to give you a massage?
Can request it. Sure.
And I don't know. Probably
then you're like, what's the right answer here?
Probably not. I'm like, well,
is she
it's not
needing
even
me to say, I, is no. it weird if I ask for a guy?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like
maybe I want firm hands.
Maybe
I'm not sure.
I think gentle touch of a female,
touch.
Right?
Yes.
Exactly.
You,
because
listen, you tell her Swedish, that is supposed to be the more relaxing, less deep tissue. You do not want a deep tissue, sir.
Yeah, because
that's pain.
And look, they even went so far as to my daughter would then do what she was doing to me to my wife, and my wife's like, "That's what you were doing?"
Oh no!
And I'm like. I feel attacked. We're off subject.
We took a little side street.
Because I don't know what my idea of massage, it sounds terrifying, apparently, because...
I'm gonna bring us back, though. I'm going to bring us back with my gynecologist analogy.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's the lane she
I've
goes,
never
like,
been to a gynecologist
well,
either.
I'm going to say, I'm going to suggest to her, maybe we give him perspective by like, okay, let's pretend, you know, you're a gynecologist, right? Would I demand that you quit your career because of what that entails? No.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. Okay. 502-795-1997. Have you been in this sort of ultimatum? And tell us the story and how you got out of it or how you got your partner on board. All right.
Yes, because
I think that's what she's wanting.
Ultimatums never seem to work out well for either party.
It doesn't sound like she wants to like end the relationship.
Right.
She just wants to get him on board.
But the one laying down the ultimatum looks very controlling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not good for either side.
Like, listen, buddy, I'm the one who's bringing in money right now.
Exactly. So let's figure out, we got to find a happy medium so he feels more comfortable and she can continue doing what she loves.
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number.
And then we'll help Ben feel more
Thank
comfortable.
Thank you.
Too.
Thank you. Yes. I know, Mike.
It's going to be all right, buddy. You're going to love it. It could be life-changing.
Okay. If you want to see a grown adult cry,
you didn't
watch,
handle laser hair removal very well.
I
either.
Know. Oh. My skin threshold, my pain threshold, I'm a redhead.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
You're
Redheads,
sensitive.
Pain, okay, anyways.
We'll
all right, 502-795-1997. We'll take your stories on the way. All right, so our listener, Kelsey, her husband has given her an ultimatum. She's a massage therapist, said, hey, I don't like you rubbing on guys. You need to quit your job. Oh, by the way, I don't have a job either.
Yes!
It's 99.7 DJX.
That is a valid point. So many people are pointing out. Trina says on text, sounds like your husband needs to grow up and act like an adult, not a 14-year-old boy, especially since he lost his job. What does he want y'all to do? Just have no income? How does that work? Stand your ground. If he wants to leave, he can. But quitting your job because he's immature is not an option.
Amy.
That is a him problem.
Mm.
If he lost his job.
Yeah.
You keep yours and send his ass to therapy.
Okay.
He needs to get over it and figure out what's going on within him because you do not change your entire life just because he's feeling insecure.
Okay.
And tell him to go get a job ASAP.
Wow, she just mommed you.
She just laid it down.
She just mommed you.
Just laid it down.
I did get a text suggestion from my sister-in-law who said, you need to get a massage from the listener we are helping and give the husband a talking to when you're there.
Oh, two birds, one stone.
Yeah, so Kelsey...
He's going to need a gentle touch. Let's just let him dip
I don't
his
know
toe.
If I listen. I don't know if I can handle it because my pain threshold is so low. Like I,
which by the way, Alicia is rolling in to give you support on that, saying redheads do feel pain more intensely.
Thank you. I'm being heard.
We handle chronic pain better, but acute pain absolutely takes us out. We also need more anesthesia and medication to relieve pain.
Yes.
Do you feel seen?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All
Thank
right.
you. Absolutely. I look, being a ginger has its benefits.
Yes.
I mean, we're amazing people.
Yes. I'm also going to compliment you on your talent for being able to veer always away from the subject of our group therapy and take it to you.
Thank you. Listen, I don't go to therapy. I use this
right.
show as my therapy.
It's a two-for-one deal. We get to help out our listeners.
Maybe
and
I
Ben.
Should also go to therapy, but this is what I'm doing now.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's the thing. It's other people texting, it's a job. It's not like she's providing.
I know. A lot of people are going,
services.
What type of massage
right.
do you think she's doing?
Right. There's, you know what? There's like sports massage. There's lots of different things to like work out. Listen, that has literally been the biggest thing that has helped me recover from my 50,000 accidents.
Yeah, you're a menace on the roads. For
I'm
sure.
not a menace. I've been hit. Anyway, it has caused chronic pain in my shoulder and neck. And the biggest thing is like cupping, dry needling, and deep tissue massage is the only thing that like gives me relief. And so maybe if she just frames it like, this is my work. This is what I get to do. I'm literally helping people feel better that are suffering from this muscular pain, which can really be you know, a problem in people's lives. Mm.
Sydney rolls in and says, huge fan of group therapy. Feel like there's some other issue going on with him and why he doesn't trust her. So couples therapy, probably a good idea. Would benefit. Look, I don't think she's ready to cut and run from the relationship. A lot of people are like, yo, this is controlling. You need to just get out.
Right. But I think if we get in front of a trained professional and we really get to the root of why he's feeling insecure about it. When before it wasn't a thing.
Yeah, it didn't seem to be a thing.
I know it's probably has a lot to do with the fact that he is not able to provide for them as a couple family.
Listen, I don't also appreciate the text messages that say, man up, Ben, I'm a ginger and had natural childbirth with my first kid. Listen, I'm also not a female.
She came in with a like.
Listen, I also
naturally
know that female pain threshold is much higher than men's.
Okay.
And that being a ginger, see, I'm at a loss. Oh. I'm at a handicap. My daughter Zoe tried to do that deep tissue massage and I was crying on the couch. Yeah. I was screaming like.
Well, just maybe tell your massage therapist that part. Just so that they know what they're dealing with. When you sign up for your first massage.
Yeah, my wife gifted me a massage for our anniversary.
I think
you're
gonna
love it. I'm terrified to use it.
You have got to get the fear out of your brain. Like, you're going into this with your trauma from Zoe.
And my wife.
And
both.
Your wife.
Too hard.
All
too
the women
hard.
Shaming you in your life. You need to, like, clear that out. And you need to go into this saying, this is going to be the most relaxing, healing, life-changing experience for me. And I'm going to come out of this a changed man loving massages.
Should. I hope they don't listen to the show. I'm going to walk in. They're going to be like, we know you.
You're going to be marked the moment you walk through the door.
All right. Anyways, are we done?
Bring it back.
What have we done?
Bring it back to Kelsey. We need to maybe get in front of I think couples counseling would be beneficial because he's got a couple of different things he's working through. He's working through the whole challenge of not having a job right now.
Okay.
And psychologically how that's, you know, what that's doing to him.
I think that's a big factor.
Yes, that is clouding his judgment on how he's viewing your job. And you guys need to figure out how to approach that.
Mm.
So that he's more, because he's got to get comfortable with your career because you're not quitting. It's what
you
love.
All right. All right.
And Ben, keep us posted on your massage.
Thank you. Yes, exactly.
Because we're all invested in that now.
We're all invested.
Although, if there's a way that we could, like, I know that typically you don't record video of massages, but I kind of do want to. If you could maybe just share
video. We'll make
something.
It a public event. We'll let people come in and witness it.
Can we live
fine.
Stream it? That'd be great.
No, we're not going to do that. All right, that's group therapy.